with today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kavila.
February 4th will mark the first anniversary of the passing of Namibia's third head of state, Dr. Hage Geingob. The former president will be honored tomorrow at State House. Here is the Deputy Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Modestus Amtse.
There will be a program in the morning where His Excellency the President, accompanied by a few people, including the Speaker of the National Assembly and other high-profile people and the family members, of course, would lay a wreath or wreath at the Hero's Acre, upon which they would then proceed to State House to have the main ceremony, which will be attended then by a larger crowd of people. But the public is also allowed to to visit Hero's Acre so that they can also pay respect to our hero, our former president.
U.S. President Donald Trump announced a few hours ago that he's cutting aid to South Africa, accusing the country's leadership of planning to take white-owned land. He also added that whites are being badly treated in SA, repeating the Elon Musk propaganda.
Terrible things are happening in South Africa. The leadership is doing some horrible things. So that's under investigation right now. We'll make a determination. And until such time as we find out what South Africa is doing, they're confiscating land. And actually, they're doing things that are perhaps far worse than that.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa responded to Trump's accusations on X, saying that the newly adopted Expropriation Act is not a tool for confiscation, but a constitutionally mandated process that ensures equitable land access. Meanwhile, UNAM Economics lecturer Dr. Omu Kakuyaha Matundu also commented on Trump's remarks.
We are dealing here as a madman. We are not dealing with someone who applies his mind. So this is someone who says anything that he likes. So I think South Africa should try to brace itself. If they are going to cut aid to South Africa, that will also come to Namibia. South Africa and Namibia, they should now sit down and see how much do we get from the Americans. Let's see how we can make up for that hole. But we should not backtrack on land expropriation, be it in South Africa or here in Namibia, if that is to come.
Namibia has the highest unemployment rate in Southern Africa at 36.9%, affecting 320,450 citizens. That's according to the Namibia Statistics Agency. The country leads the SADC region, followed by Eswatini at 34.2% and South Africa at 32.6%. Some economists suggest that the true rate could exceed 50%. Sirius Capital economist Tannen Groenewald comments.
Nearly 700,000 Namibians sit without a job today, and it is unsurprising that the country sits with the highest unemployment rate. Namibia has not collected data on the labor force for a very long time, while our neighboring countries have collected this every 3 months. Our neighbors have been able to recover from the pandemic as they were able to quickly respond to changes in employment figures, but Namibia has had to wait for more than half a decade, and we sit in shock as we are only able to react after the fact. It is clear that none of Namibia's efforts in tackling job creation have worked, and it's difficult to see how we can materially reverse a 55% unemployment rate in the next few years.
And finally, Beyoncé has won Best Album for Cowboy Carter at the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles. She also won Best Country Album, making her the first black female artist to win in the category since Lauryn Hill in 1999. The star had previously been passed over for the ceremony's main prize on four separate occasions. Here she is accepting the award.
I'd like to thank and acknowledge and praise all of the firefighters for keeping us safe. I just feel very full and very honored. It's been many, many years. And I just want to thank the Grammys, every songwriter, every collaborator, every producer, all of the hard work. I want to dedicate this to Miss Martell, and I hope we just keep pushing forward, opening doors.
Find all these stories and more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.